This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have an exciting guest. He's a returning guest. And I tell you, if they can pull off this deal, they're going to set the world on fire. We're talking no other than Sack Lunch Productions. We're going to talk about their recent press release about acquiring Cool Events. Cool Events assets are around $20 million in revenues. Sack Lunch, they trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol SAKL. If you haven't looked at them before, please take a look. I think they're completely undervalued. And here with us today to talk about the recent press release is the CEO, Richard Serber. Richard, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here, Everett. Thank you.
You guys got some huge news that you released a couple of days ago about a publicly traded entertainment company that you guys are looking to acquire. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, the name of the company is Cool Events, and the brands that they hold are Terrain Race, which is equivalent to like a Spartan or a Warrior Dash or a Tough Mudder for any of the listeners out there that have participated in those. Another brand that they have is called the Bubble Run. That's a 5K bubble run, kind of like what it sounds like. Another one is a night event called Blacklight Run. They create all these fun, glowy sort of things. I think it seems to be really, really popular with the younger sort of crowd. They have another run called Foam Glow, and almost doppelganger, I guess, to our Slide the City, but it's a nighttime event. It's called Blacklight Slide. So, Cool Events, amongst all those particular brands, in 2016 hosted 120 events. It looks like they're on track to do 138 events in 2017.
That's amazing. That's like one event every 3 days.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, they're busy, 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 busy.
So they're doing $20 million in gross revenues. Probably will do more than that. What's the game plan? How are you going to put these two great companies together?
Well, I mean, there's a ton of synergies because all the events are very similar, quite frankly. So I think there's going to be a tremendous, ability to, I think we're going to be one of the largest experiential event companies in the United States, or very close to it, coming in 2018, if we're able to pull this off, doing, in excess of $40 million in gross revenues. I think we're going to be able to be in a better place to negotiate, fees with regards to online platforms. When you aggregate, their social media followers, with ours and the type of reach that they're seeing, on a combined basis, I think it's just going to multiply it. So just to give your listeners kind of an idea of how many people see just one of the Sack Lunch brands, on a weekly basis, 5 million impressions. On a weekly basis, give or take, is the type of exposure that we're seeing right now. You bring in all the Cool Event brands with the type of marketing budgets they have, I think that's going to double, triple, maybe even quadruple, as far as the reach goes. I mean, our brands alone have, I think, over 3.5 million Facebook followers. So, bringing on five additional brands, it's just going to magnify, all of that. I think, in 2017, we kind of did the pro formas. On a combined basis, we'd be doing around $30 million in gross revenues. With, our plans for expansion for our Dirty Dash and the Lantern Fest and going into new markets for Call Me Rad, coupled with what Cool Events plans to do with their Terrain Race, I really believe that based on the numbers that we realistically can be doing, in excess of $40 million in gross revenues with EBITDA of somewhere around $5 million. So
I take it that Cool Events is a privately held company.
They are a privately held company. Yes.
And so the game plan is for you guys to file a Reg A Plus, raise about $14 million, issue some Series E shares, take some of that money and acquire Cool Events.
Well, we're not actually going to use any of the money to acquire Cool Events. Cool Events is going to come in exchange for some Series A preferred shares, restricted, okay, and a note that is secured by their assets. So what we'd like to do with all those proceeds is take care of, number one, you know, grow the businesses, okay, and then number two, take care of some very expensive, unfavorable financings that are currently sitting in the businesses right now. So, I mean, everybody from the Cool Events side and current management, you know, we want to hold, you know, our positions and, you know, come out of this thing with, you know, our exit strategy is to hold on to the equity, you know, for as long as possible. So, yeah, none of the Reg A proceeds are slated to make this acquisition happen. It's not necessary.
So you guys are going to offer a $5 million promissory note and then around $9 or $10 million in Series A preferred stock.
Right. And it's restricted stock. So, you know, there's going to be a significant hold period. And then since they're all going to be insiders, we're subject to all the insider rules as well. So, yeah, I mean, the reason why everybody is excited about this is because the economies of scale and the synergies that will be created. And then, you know, our ability to have some significant bargaining power with a lot of the, you know, major players in the industry.
And when do you think you guys might close on this deal?
We'd like to close before the end of the year.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
We want to move quick. We've already started the due diligence process. You know, they have their counsel involved. And there is fortunately, you know, we can do all this stuff digitally, so we're not killing any trees. But, you know, if there were trees involved, I can tell you the amount of due diligence is significant. But so using lots of drop boxes right now.
Absolutely. The company that we're highlighting today is Sack Lunch Productions. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol SAKL. With us today is the CEO of that company, Richard Serber. Rich, let me ask you this. Your stock was up a little bit. It's come back down. Revenues have pretty much stayed kind of flat for 2017. If I was listening to this program, why should I go out and buy your stock?
Oh, I mean, we're sitting on a market cap of about $1.6 million right now.
Yep.
I mean, everybody saw, you know, we put out a press release with, you know, with a non-binding letter of intent and a price increased 160%, you know, just on that.
I think
there's a high probability. I think there's going to be a high probability we close, you know, upon this deal. And, you know, if we do close upon this deal, I think it's going to be a game changer for the industry. And I think the margins, you know, on this type of business is, you know, are phenomenal. So I think we're going to be in a much, 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 much better place. And we're going to have the ability to let people know, you know, who we are when these entities are combined. And we're going to be able to straighten out, you know, some of the debt that's on the books. And we're going to have a stronger operating team coming into 2018. And, you know, at this point, management has already absorbed, you know, the steep learning curve. So we're going to be a lot smarter coming into 2018 with regard to scheduling these things and growing the businesses.
With this registration of your Reg A+, when do you think you might raise the $14 million?
I mean, we're hoping that the Reg A clears SEC comments, you know, hopefully by the end of October, and that we're able to go out there and start advertising to the public at that point.
In closing, is there anything that you would like to get out there to my listeners that possibly that you and I didn't get a chance to touch upon?
You know, the big thing is this acquisition and setting the stage for 2018 that we pretty much hit upon. So I think those are two tremendous things that I very much expect to occur in 2018.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back in about 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Yeah, that'd be great.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.